Folks, welcome to the Soundstrike Podcast. This is a podcast where we try to keep people informed about what's going on with the Soundstrike, immigration issues, and other issues as well. Today, we're going to be talking with hip-hop artist Jaziri X out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who just dropped a free mixtape album online. You should check it out. In the meantime, we'll go into one of his cuts. Here's the Hereafter with Jaziri X. And he's calling out Louisiana
rappers. Yeah, well, I think a lot of guys don't really understand, you know, when they're calling out people. You can't just call out people. I mean, especially if you don't know the situation.
High planes, drifter, mic game slicker, lines paint pictures, life explained through scriptures, disciple of a master teacher. You would think my voice was a rifle to wear blast through speakers. High energy, free your mind from the penitentiary. With one rhyme, help redefine history. Reluctant spokesman, when them doors busted open, verbs of power, my pen just wrote them. I said it was movement music, but I never dreamed it would be the theme, and you choose to use it. But God works in mysterious ways, and it led to more than a few delirious days. God serious plays, my own lane, I made my space. No budget, no team, just a page on my space. Dark glasses can't hide the pain on my face. Put it in God's hands, he ordained my fate.
You can have this life, this is the hereafter. I don't have no price, this is the hereafter. I don't rock for the bread, this is the hereafter. Hip hop is dead, this is the hereafter. You can have this life, this is the hereafter. I don't have no price, this is the hereafter. I don't rock for the bread, this is the hereafter. Hip hop is dead.
More to offer, bookstores to author. Good Lord, impart your wisdom on my lyricism. Put your spirit in them, let it crystallize. Empower the victimized, crush the dust, those spitting lies. Got them all hypnotized to wake them up where my mission lies. So I become like the sun in the risen sky. Cause where there's no light, then the vision dies. And I write with tears in my eyes. Cause the youth for crime, my tongue's like a 21 gun salute to the dying. In Jerusalem, they yelling, crucify him. But they could only harm him if the Lord denies him. The wise men seen a shining star, they followed it to the east, and inside the barn was a baby that was born to a virgin mother. An unknown artist from Pittsburgh was discovered.
You can have this life, this is the hereafter. I don't have no price, this is the hereafter. I don't rock for the bread, this is the hereafter. Hip hop is dead, this is the hereafter.
Evolution of rap, the revolution is back. We executing the slack, electrocuting the track. The third rail in the flesh. Before my words fell, I visit death. Pittsburgh's the braille, I just give it text. The pulse of the youth, I feel the heartbeat of these hard streets and prescribe a dose of the truth. I'm focused in the booth, the lyrical laser beam that leaves your face razor clean. Without the shaving cream, not the player's theme. These are songs from Zion, never played the king, but they still belong behind them. So strong and rhyming that the song is crying. They was wrong for lying, so they gone and dying. I'm on and shining in the middle of darkness. Cause you can't have a hit with an invisible target. Just another picture from a visual artist. Hip hop reborn from his lyrical carcass. Let's
go. You can have this life, this is the hereafter. I don't have no price, this is the hereafter. I don't rock for the bread, this is the hereafter. Hip hop is dead, this is the hereafter. You can have this life, this is the hereafter. I don't have no price, this is the hereafter. I don't rock for the bread, this is the hereafter. Hip hop is dead.
You are now listening to Soundstrike Radio.
Hey, we stepping to the stage and it's time for connections. But first we give thanks to the four directions. East, west, north, south, all up in this biatch. My homies in this place smoking weed, maybe sip a beer. It's so lovely, all up in the hemisphere. We BBP, we family, all up in your ear. And if you know what it is, let me hear you scream. Because we got it, what do you do? Yelling out the window. And if you feeling what we say, you go schizo. Somos únicos, so raperos ven para acá. We rocking fast shows with that good música. Digan lo que digan y oigan lo que oigan. We gon' keep it true from LA back to Oakland. People wanna know, homes, lo que rifas. Somos musiqueros mexicanos de Califas.
The stage electric like Jimi Hendrix. Move hips with my tulips, taste that freshness. Please, Mr. Soundman, check, check, check it. Before we grab the microphones and Kanye West, that I mean, record on a record to leave you breathless. Just look at how your neck get. This ain't no test, it's a live ass broadcast. Feel that hot flash, help you loosen up like your pockets got cash. Sorry about the whiplash, blame how seat up. Sorry if you got gas, blame them beepers. I'm flipping down the fuse, about to set it off quick. Gonna rock the crowd so hard, you might get seasick. Never was the type to keep my mouth shut. My mouth always shut. Did a good job quick, like C-Pop, so now what? Someday we gonna be the song that DJs play. To get all the family dancing like back in the day.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. Some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Bridges frozen, Minnesota, chip on his shoulder. Sick sleeping on a pissy sofa. Unwanted visitor in a different culture. Missing home and can't go, they civil warring. Listen soldier, forget getting over. Prison sit around the corner, homelessness even closer. Kids with similar skin color still don't want you. Spinning in soldier, cause they been here longer. You leave the crib, it's guaranteed the pigs approach you. Where you gone, where you from, any weapons on you. Your family is stressed out, you're getting older. You don't live the way they did back in Somalia. It's extra difficult to be a daughter, trying to keep it modest. The sin is all around you. Wear the wrong garments, your parents get an ulcer. If you wrap it up, the other children picking on you.
Living two worlds with your eyes closed, tiptoeing on a tightrope, holding on for survival.
Nobody to blame, it's just how I go.
Living two worlds with your eyes closed, tiptoeing on a tightrope.
Holidays and you know what the business is. You get two birthdays and two Christmases. Older you get, you resent how sick it is. They're trying to cover their guilt with the gifts they give. Bounce from his house to her house. Too bad that marriage didn't work out. Now you don't have a your house. Daddy fighting mommy, they both tell me they love me. If I get too close to one, the other one start acting funny. Mom went and had a baby with a different dad. You act happy to please him, but you're really sad. Seeing firsthand the family that you'll never have. Plus you ain't no real brother, you're just a half. Gotta pick up the pieces and move on. Bedtime stories, they read them on the phone. Living two houses and neither one is home. Wishing you were grown, had the freedom to get gone.
Living two worlds with your eyes closed, tiptoeing on a tightrope, holding on for survival.
Nobody to blame, it's just how it goes, just how it goes.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Shame on you. Fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Read my lips. No. Stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you.
I invented crack, the highest hit with them scientists in the lab. Proof, not hard to find that read Gary Webb's Dark Alliance. Truth, new terror alert, Gaddafi. We tried to kill him in the 80s, but we're sloppy. Bombs in his compound, every wall knocked down. His infant daughter got found dead under a rock pile. Damn W. Bush, where the hell you been? Obama's getting blamed for all of your failures, kid. Left trillions in debt, they acting like I never did. Kanye even apologized, now we hella friends. They say I'm stupid, but I was dumb before. But they so crazy, they forgot about my other war. And they don't even mention my other war. Almost destroyed America, they still love me more. Skull and bones fresh, bomb you with the stealth. I'm about to call the CIA on myself. I was the first to go after Saddam Hussein. I tried to murk him, bombed Iraq with those missiles air to surface, so we would have cheap oil for us to purchase. I ran Contra, no need for bail. I pardoned everybody, they never going to jail. A born again Christian, I'm never going to hell. My book about decisions is never going to sell. 300 pages of crap, it's better in a shredder. I made history as the worst president ever. I'm in Crawford with the golfers, cause of my cuss there's just no job offers. Now everybody in their house getting foreclosed. I'm done, I'll hit you tomorrow. Welcome to Panama. Sent troops to get Noriega, I am the law. He up a deco. in kilos. We brought it from them, that's how come that we know 4,000 dead, it makes no difference. Nobody cares cause it's just less immigrants. It's no coincidence my son went from governor to president, leaving the debt so big we can't get under from. Can't you see commercial jets flying over you for 7 minutes? I froze like what the hell I'ma do. Put my air friends on planes with no counterproof, even though they said the hijackers were Saudi too. Then I let Osama escape, like the hell with it, so I can invade Iraq with fake intelligence. And over 6,000 troops died, but hey, keep being mad at the new guy.
The ghetto is like a prison with invisible bars. No matter where you at, it always follow you where you are. And it's hard out there for a pimp to get out of, but it's harder for the hooker that he beat the shit out of. I got niggas underground in the Confederate States, ironically running from slavery that prison creates. So I never hate on the South, I respect their vision. I just hate on niggas that promote Samboism and white execs that love to see us in that position. They reflect the stereotypes of America's vision. They want us dancing, cooning and hollering, only respect us for playing sports and modeling. More than racism, it's stay in your placism. Our people are trapped in practical black facism. So fuck a civil war between the North and the South. It's between field niggas and slaves that are stuck in the house.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle to save civilization. Demonstrations overthrowing the occupation. The annihilation of mental colonization. Civil war for the soul of a nation. We fight for the future of our civilization. Destroy the corrupt government organizations trying to survive cultural assassination.
Crip niggas, blood niggas, essays, Asians. Why the fuck we born with each other's population? The devil wanna dead all our population, people and folk nation. Why the separation? Why we got Jamaicans hating on Haitians? When the British and French rape both nations, Mexicans and blacks kill each other straight hating, while the government profits from prison population. If you on the bottom, be you Anglo or Asian, you gotta recognize the realness in what I'm saying. You gotta recognize another G ain't the enemy. When the police ride and kill us frequently, we gotta make the youth see where the truth be. If you achieve, then grow and develop GD. 50 years of gains and our people still poor. If we really run the streets, we should really end war.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle to save civilization. Demonstrations overthrowing the occupation. The annihilation of mental colonization. Civil war for the soul of a nation. We fight for the future of our civilization. Destroy the corrupt government organizations trying to survive cultural assassination.
Film the police when I take for the underclass. Get the face, name and number on the badge. They flash, we flash back when they act disorderly. React accordingly and capture all that we see. Nightsticks, zip ties and tasers. Think your license for tight vicious behavior. Make a tight miss with the video trends. Or the pig like this, he tripping, you make him blame us. Explain to a judge the bounds you overstepping. 2011, time to change our method. We aiming lenses at the state's weapon. Today remember whose goddamn streets they're protecting, yeah. They rather see me in a cell than me in my cell with a different story to tell. Camcorder by the dash, next time you get stopped, reach for the celly if you wanna shoot a cop. On the public sidewalk, you could take what you see. A film from your window with the view of the street. Neighborhood crime watch, we police the police. They can't arrest the whole community because the streets clock these cops occupying blocks, harassing the homeless with batons and pulling glocks. They stop law for protests and let off shots, abuse prostitutes and misuse power they got. In memory of the victims who were never forgot, we gotta exercise our right to shed light in the dark. There is an army on the march, it doesn't want you to watch. You got a weapon in your pocket, whether you know it or not. We the people are the only real media we got. Let's protect one another from the fucking goon squad. Fascism coming to the USA. Ayo, Sage, I got something to say. Film the police. 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 Film the police.
Go. Film the police, it's time to make it our priority. You see, these fools are an abuse of their authority. Crack a fist or you crack a whip, but that ain't power, you coward. You beat a man with two shackled wrists. So put their names up on a list next to an asterisk. Next time you see them blast a clip, then you flash a flick. Attach a video and pick to your master list. Be on the news at 6, YouTube views legit. The cops watch it, so we gotta have the cop watch it. Been in fear law so long, so now it's not awkward. But what is law when it's wrong, when you slam us on the floor? No, this ain't world wrestling entertainment raw. This edutainment, y'all got a call from B. Dolan. You try to squad with Johnny Long, get your meat swollen. Why you think Bobby and Huey P with heat holding? You better load the footage up and get to keystroking. And while you at it, send one off to the administration. It's indicating all the physical intimidation. It's been too long, they said to bear with us. That's why I run up on your caravan and rip off all your dare stickers. This here's near Hitler's with it and some mere tickets. You feel privileged till your wife get a brassiere lifted. You disappear quick as hopper if you piss a copper off you till you get a Channel 7 News helicopter. Violence hides in a cold of silence. Tyrants hiding in a lion's quiet or be left somewhere swept inside. It's Goliath versus a bigger giant. Got us pulling over so far we ran a curb and hit a hydrant. It's systematic how the system has it. Symptoms of the democratic law that's been flawed since the pilgrims landed. So now tell me what you gonna do. Next time you see the boys in blue, you cock your camera back and point and shoot.
Film the police. 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 Film the police.
Police, I got the cannon 70, highest definition for when they trying to arrest and lynch them. Then lie and protest the whipping, I serve and protect their victims. They murderers, threats and hitmen, observe them and let the witness be the iPhone. Never let bygones be bygones, get your flip cam before they get in the whip and ride on. It's vital, cause our survival could depend on the video going viral with more viewers than American Idol. Instead of having to bury a child who the cop shot cause they thought he carried a rifle. Them same cops will go to court and swear on the Bible and smile to show the teeth that they preparing to lie through. Whether Crips or Pyro, Vice Lords and Gangsta Disciple. Make sure your camera lens gets an eye full. And they liable to try and confiscate it. Better hold on to that sh** like you constipated. Cause they'll pretend them injuries were not related. Like when we arrived, we saw them dive head first off the pavement. So keep the minicam stashed in the dash of your minivan. Cause they'll flash and smash on any man. Pull out your Blackberry. Cause cops will take a shot at your Blackberry till they see another Blackberry. Don't act scary cause they'll empty the gat on you. Then stand over your body just to sprinkle the crack on your police attack. And you don't wanna see they reflections like Dracula, but cameras capture. You're too busy using your flashlights to back to us to notice John Singleton was my passenger. So point, click, and shoot they asses. It's the only way to get the real truth to the masses. Just Siri X, I'm making movies like Spike Lee. I won't be a Law and Order special victim like Ice-T.
Oh yeah, let's take a trip. Just sit back and let us flip with this. And don't slip on a fucking dope track. Jump back, strap with a fat Buddha sack in a 7-8 black. Don't clean, gangsta lean, I got green. But I served up like it ain't no thing. I hang with OD players, don't set trip. Or you might get what we call a rat pack. I don't slack when it comes to street. I get real cheap to a gangster beat. It's so sweet when you got money to spend. I got a proper big tilt and a fly big band. So I make ends, spend my dough on no foe. That's how it is and that's how it goes. Act like you know when I creep real slow. Giving love to them players that I know was real G.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Jumped up on fools with a quickness, and they got no cure for this sickness. I get paid for the way that I kick this, like a G-star, an OG-star. A real player named Easy, and I live my life straight crazy. Don't need no punk fools paying me, and broke groupies and hoochies don't faze me. I take two steps back and release myself. The good platinum and gold on a record show. I don't brag, but I tell it like it straight up is. Before
when you do a record, partner, handle your business. And don't get caught slipping over under, or you might wonder,
what's up on the mean, G?
I call a spade and get paid. G showed the way, so I give love to him.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Hey, see, why must I chase the cat and be a dog, a straight up hawk? I leap frog to the sound of a gangster beat, so I can hear my record bumping on the Compton Street. That OG B.I.M.P. and low G and low hip hop thugs are so quick to rush us straight to the dirt. Fool, I do work. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. That's how it is when it comes to me, cause I'm the short but wicked player named Easy. Women can't play me, some say I'm crazy, but I don't think so. Coming through a logo, I can sit down about a scandalous trick. Let me hit it one time, the trick that's it, but don't trip. Gets my dough to no foe. That's how it is, I got no love for ya.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
If you got enough of them gangsters, let me hear you one time if you dare for the crime. If you got enough of them hustlers, let me hear you say ho if you make a straight toe.
Story I got to tell about three officers you don't know so well. It started way back last January with officers UNC Steck and Sal Duty. They ran into a boy named Jordan Miles, a real good kid who for sure was mild. But he was found guilty before a trial, cause he's a young black man in the wrong part of town. Jordan is a kid that gets good grades, not a thug bragging that he's hood raised. He takes care of his grandmother cause she's older, went to performing arts school and plays the viola. He never did a crime one day in his life. His favorite TV show was CSI. When he graduated, he wanted to learn how to catch a criminal like Lawrence Fishburne. Then one night, like he always did, he made the short walk to his grandmother's crib, cause grandma didn't like to be alone by herself at night, so Jordan stayed in her home. Now these three cops were undercover, so they could sneak up and snatch a brother, catch you in the act, pull the gat and bust ya, throw you on the ground, pat you down and cuff ya. Rolling through the hood looking for their next victim, like every other night, so they know how to pick them. They saw Jordan walking, they lips they started licking. There's a young black male, hell yeah, let's get him. They jump out the car as the tires spun, yelling, where's the drugs, where the money and gun? Jordan stops walking, his face was stunned. He thinks he's being robbed, so he starts to run. He didn't get far before the cops catch him. Now that they got him, they gotta teach him a lesson. Because he ran, that means they gotta wreck him. They slam him on his neck and start to chin check him. Blow after blow till his face was stolen. He thinks they're gonna stop, but they just keep going. He calls on God, whispering the Lord's Prayer. They grab him by his locks just to rip out his hair. Beaten and bloody, they finally handcuff him. But when they search him, they don't find nothing. They minds boggle, their lives start to follow. Let's say inside his coat, he had a Mountain Dew bottle. And we thought that it was a weapon, and we had to hit him cause he resisted arresting. Let's take him to jail and get him drug tested, because if he's high, we won't look so reckless. Now Jordan's mom is really scared, cause she called her grandmom and he isn't there. What? He's in jail? She said it there on the double. It must be a mistake, Jordan's never been in trouble. Outside the jail and she saw this man who was beat so bad it made her think, damn. It looked like he was hit by a bomb. Then he walked right up to her and said, Mom. She was shocked, she couldn't believe that disfigured face was a son indeed. She fell to her knees, she couldn't even breathe. Her son has been a victim of police brutality. She rushed Jordan to emergency, and every time she looks at him, it hurts to see her son in the hospital bed in pain. Police took no blame and claim it's how they train. Jordan got charged, but when they went to court, we found that the police falsified their report. They said a neighbor called the cops crying. She got on the stand and
racist?
That's lying.
Now the whole community wants justice for Jordan, and the cops charged for the crimes they reporting. Call the DA and tell them to press charges. We demand justice, we just getting started.
This is Troy Anthony Davis. I've been sitting on Jordan's death row for a crime I did not commit. I will never take another human being's life. And this killer is still out there. My family's in mourning, the victim's family's in mourning, and the truth is still locked in because I didn't get justice.
Does the court system employ racists? Then why are so many black boys in cages? Why shouldn't I be paranoid of hatred? Just look at the curious case of Troy Davis. Let's travel on down to Savannah, in the state of Georgia, just south of Atlanta, where they wave a rebel flag like a bandana. Hunger ancestors didn't pose for the cameras. A white police officer was shot and killed over an argument he tried to stop and heal. But here's where the plot gets real. The main suspect blamed Troy, went to the cops and squealed. And with no physical evidence or weapon, Troy was arrested for a 187. He said he was an innocent man when he was questioned, but they said he did it. Who needs a damn confession? They just need a witness, they compress the crime. Tell them what to say or they'll arrest the guy. Then put him on the stand and make him testify. Swear to God to tell the truth and do their best to lie. And they did, so Troy was found guilty. Sent to death row by a scheme so filthy. Even though his innocence is true, we pray they don't reminisce over you, my God.
Almost all of the prosecution's star witnesses have changed their stories. Some saying police pressured them to say Troy Davis did. Darryl Collins is one of the prosecution witnesses who signed a police statement implicating Troy Davis.
And I told them over and over that this is, I didn't see this happen. They put what they wanted to put in that statement.
But the truth always comes to light, and Troy Davis didn't give up the fight. He kept filing the bill until it was revealed the state of Georgia wants an innocent man killed. That's why who's who want him out. Cause it's just too much doubt. And witness after witness came forward and admitted the only reason they did it is cause police insisted. So wicked, so vicious. The system's broke, so fix it. 2 decades, no Christmas. Execution dates, 4 listed. Get organized, show resistance. Go online, sign those petitions. Black Americans know the difference. It's a new day, but the same old lynchings. I am Troy Davis. Families destroyed by cases. Why can't we avoid the matrix? Instead of giving his children toys to play with, he's waiting his execution, hoping the court stays it. And I'm praying and doing. We need action, we need movement. Cause his innocence is true. I pray they don't reminisce over you.
All right, you just heard The Hereafter by Jasiri X, Ape Shit by Brown Buffalo, Tightrope by Brother Ali, Bushes Again, Jasiri X, Civil War by Immortal Technique with Brother Ali, Chuck D and Killer Mike, Film the Police with B. Dolan, Jasiri X, Toki Wright, Buddy Peace, and Sage Francis. You also heard a mix by DJ Topcat of Folsom Prison Gangsters with Eazy-E and some Johnny Cash. Ain't that some shit? And I Am Troy Davis, songs you gotta check out. So let's get into the first part of this interview with Brother Jasiri X.
A lot of people have followed you on YouTube and some of the things you've done out at some of the events. But for people who don't know, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a MC, you know, hip hop artist. I'm an activist, you know, for the betterment of our community. I'm an entrepreneur, you know, about, you know, doing for ourselves and building up economics for ourselves. I'm known in Pittsburgh as the, one of the founding members of an organization called One Hood. Basically, we came together to help stop the violence that we saw happen in our community. So 6 of us came together and we really began to use hip hop as a tool to, you know, bring communities together and people together that naturally wouldn't. And from that, we actually started One Hood Media, which is one, a media company where we create our own media, but we also started a new media academy where we teach young African American boys how to create their own media to help combat, you know, the media that's out there, which is mostly representative of us. It's we're either criminals or thugs, or, you know, we catching touchdown passes, and that's it.
Yeah, that's so. So you're originally from Pittsburgh?
I'm actually originally from Chicago, south side of Chicago, and I got to Pittsburgh because the neighborhood I grew up, I was living in, actually, you know, moved to or grew up in Chicago, but I moved to a neighborhood, people know it as the Wild Hunters, and so because it was, you know, definitely the greatest neighborhood and violent. You know, my mom's was like, you know, we got to get y'all out of here. And so she moved us to Pittsburgh. So we would have the opportunity to, you know, go to school and do all those things and not have to deal with the violence that, you know, most people in our community deal with every day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in terms of, I'm glad you touched on some of your, you know, your diverse set of interests, I guess. But you have talked about and done a bunch of different stuff, and it sort of reflected a little bit in your music. You seems like you're everywhere. But I actually saw you in L.A. at that worker rally in support of
the right. The one community for jobs and justice rally.
It was a big crowd that went up to you afterwards and was really giving you love, man. So your music is basically almost entirely reflective of an issue. Is that your approach?
Well, I mean, it began with that. You know, what I started to do was I started to, rap the news. And I'm somebody that, just like you said, I have diverse interests. I'm an activist, but I also, you know, I went to college for, my major was political science and economics. So I'm somebody that always had an interest in, like, what was going on in the world, you know. And so I started to do a rap newscast every week. Every week I would rap about what was happening in the news and what was going on and, you know, whether it was politics, whether it was entertainment, hip-hop news. And then we kind of began to refine it to touch on, you know, these different issues that were happening all over, you know, the community, whether it was, you know, the issue of the Tea Party, whether the Tea Party was black, or whether it was the issue of the budget, which is how I got to L.A., because I did a song called American Workers vs. Multi-Billionaires about how the Koch brothers were, you know, using their power and influence to basically get breaks for multi-billionaires, while the average, you know, working people were losing out. Or, you know, we had a face of police brutality. So Oscar Grant I did a video for, and I did a video for Jordan Miles, a young honor student who was beat up in Pittsburgh. And so, you know, that's my thing. And what I was trying to do was to really either give my take on a certain situation or to maybe highlight certain issues that I felt weren't getting enough attention, especially in the hip-hop community.
Right. So in terms of, like, some of the other stuff that you talked about, because I was listening to the album, which is, by the way, is dope. I love What If the Tea Party Was Black. I think that's probably your most viewed YouTube video and everything. Tell me more about Three Little Girls, because that's something when they had the shooting with Kathy Gifford, I would tell people about. I mean, it was a tragic thing that happened down there, but I was like, yo, man, you know, what's up with the homegirl that got shot last year? Like, you ain't talking about that. But you talked about those two girls and a third one in an interesting kind of you kind of lined the three up against one another, right? Tell me about Three Little Girls.
Yeah, it was interesting because that's exactly why I wrote it, because when, you know, I found out about the little girl who was killed when Congresswoman Giffords was shot, I didn't know about the little girl, I think it's Brizziana. Right. I didn't know about her. And until that situation happened, and just like you said, people like myself were saying, hey, a year ago, this little girl was killed. And I was like, wow, you know, and it just shows you the dynamics of color and how, you know, if you know, because, you know, cause if you could imagine, if it was some Mexican that killed a little white girl, went into a home and killed her dad, and, I mean, come on, that would have been all over the place. But when it's reversed, and these are these white, you know, quote-unquote militia cats killing a little girl and killing her father, the mother barely surviving, that didn't get any run. And then I also combined with Ayanna Jones, who, that was the case that really, really hurt my heart, where you had police officers that were filming a reality TV show, First 48, go up into this home, even though they were told that their children in the home, throw a flash grenade in the home that catches Ayanna Jones on fire, and then come in and shoot her. It's on tape.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, these officers are still on the job, and no real justice has come for Ayanna Jones and her family. So I put those three songs together because, you know, a lot of times the United States likes to talk about, you know, how these other countries oppress women and are abusive to women. And I just wanted to show, like, well, look at, you know, it's like a mirror for the United States to say, look at you. And how great is for society if these three little girls can basically all three be murdered, killed, you know, by guns, right. And none of them have reached the age of 9 or 10. You know, so how great a country are you? You know, so that was me, you know, really kind of turning the mirror on, you know, the underbelly of America. You know, a lot of times those stories, you know, it's like they're swept under the rug. And we become so desensitized to violence that a child can get killed. Man, we could just, the next day, like, you know, well, what's Kim Kardashian doing? Or, you know what I'm saying? And like, as an artist, I had to bring those stories back out to remind people that, you know, this is, we're living in a really deteriorating society, and if we don't do our part, it's going to keep getting worse.
Brown, sunbaked or already there, we're artifacts, proof of a world changing. Tongues, textiles, translate the transformation. Life's a train ride, Santa Fe Railroad, rail cars drifting along a backdrop of who knows what's coming next. Boomtown, Burke, Santa Fe, Nuevo Mexico, Mexico, España. Reverse the order, travel back again, whether it be by boxcar or simply a pair of boots browned with experience. A walk along the coyote tongue, stories from the beak of a hummingbird, sunset and feathers breathing in the wind, swallowed by the sky. Nuevo siempre, something always is new. A challenge, a story, a lesson, teachers in more ways than one, beads on the proverbial rosary, thumbed at by abuelitas in the glow of a candle. I always ask a grandma, did you pray for me today? Of course, I always do, she'd say, and she always does. You see, that's the beauty of us, New Mexicans. Men and women cracked from a different rib, a place where pain translates to attention just the same, and we survive. Through prayers and stories, we live on. Through songs and art, we continue to be beautiful. Storied and loved, sun-baked, brown are already there, already here. The place where coffee tables corner abuelitos and jitos, and a place just asking for conversation. And so I say, Grandma, did you pray for me today? Of course, mijito. I always do, she'd say. She always does. 4 times a week, not counting Sundays. And I'm sure sometimes she loses count and starts all over just for good measure. Love here can only be measured in dirt, food, song, stories in sunlight, sunshine, sunburn, and browning past the point of no return. So people just stay, don't leave. Set up shop and grow old. Weathered skin, bodies that tell stories better than any book.
Killers.
This life,
lovers.
This life, this life. This life,
gamblers.
This life,
niggas. Crackers. Children. Mothers. Fathers. Lovers. Leavers. Hungry.
The
beneath.
This life, this life.
All.
This life.
All.
This life, this life.
Everywhere.
This life. This life.
Everywhere.
Anywhere. This life.
life home.
We see a completely non-racial society. We don't believe, for instance, in the so-called guarantees for minority rights, because guaranteeing minority rights implies recognition of portions of the community on a race basis. We believe that in our country there shall be no minority, there shall be no majority, there shall just be people. And those people will have the same status before the law, and they will have the same political rights before the law.
Attention all citizens, the United States of America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended in the name of national security. Absolute compliance is necessary for protection of the fatherland. The New World Order now dictates that the penalty for dissent is death. Stay in your homes, remain calm. It is necessary for you to surrender your individual freedoms for safety. Obey all orders without question. All is under control. New rules now dictate that no more than two people may gather anywhere at one time without permission. This is your new reality. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. War is peace. Consume, conform, and obey. Remain calm.
P-Dog, gorilla funk, taking sheep from the slaughter. These automatics, let them have it. Fuck a new world order. Sick of trying, sick of crying while we dying in prison. Ain't no complying, only violence is what's making them listen. Fuck a politician, all they ever do is ignore. And fuck a closed border, right to life, or calling for war. Fuck these closed-minded, simple, evangelical hordes. And they stupid-ass homeschool illiterate spawn. Fuck a Huckabee, we fucking these, ain't nothing that's good. Fuck a black ops and helicopters all in my hood. Fuck a Bilderberger, we gon' serve them, people unite. Fuck the military, using kids to murder and fight. All I'm hearing is these teary cries supporting the troops. All I'm seeing is these teary eyes whenever we lose. But what they ever do besides pillage and shoot at all the colored people when they villages, when they loot. It's all known, it's evil at Bohemian Grove. I see that shit, see the cousin, see the skull and the bone. See it coming, see the dollar fall, never atone. See the martial law, see the Nazi criminal clone. See the police, so we pack and stay strapped with black gas. Forget back when they clap, we clap back, now take that and up in the morning, early gunning for my opponents. I'm knowing they ain't prepared. It's me, guerrilla warfare in the streets. What you believing in? I'm asking to you. That's from a triple OG, repeating freedom and truth. So many stripes up in this motherfucker. Look at the proof. I'm showing you don't have to be complacent, facing the racist and ruthless. It's for your mind, for your body and soul. Now it's a battle for your money and for global control. But where the cattle wake up? Now that's what I wanna know. Shout the power in this motherfucker. Wake them and show them I'm saying. Whoa. We gotta stop, gotta make them stop. Whoa. We gotta stop, gotta make them stop. Lies are truth and truth is lies. Ain't no excuse, no compromise. Whoa. We gotta stop, gotta make them stop. Whoa. We gotta stop, gotta make them stop. Lies are truth and truth is lies. No more confusion, no one is saying who, what, where, why, who to blame now? Hip-hop is sucked up dry. It's a shame they keep it dumb and artificial and light. Now it seems it's nothing cheaper than a young black life. Took the music and abused it, it's all fucked up. Prostituting, convoluting everything that they touch. Wanna copycat and mimic all the slang and the dress. Loving everything that's black but the people themselves. Walk in any label, see how many you see. How many of us in the building that ain't working for free? How many Justins and Fergies and Robins, more can it be? How many brothers get forsaken for that Eminem fee? Now, don't get it twisted, don't go saying it's racist. Cause what's racist is the way they took the art and betrayed it. Every A&R's a wannabe star making decisions. So the music only pimping, gang banging a prison. Got the artists making hands with bandanas and such. All these fake ass Tony Montanas in the bunch. How many slow talking brain dead fantasy players displaying links, sporting full length minks, chasing paper. It's official now, fuck it, I'ma go ahead and say it. Hip hop is disco in 2008. Used to be that urban music was the pulse of the streets. Going platinum them over beats of brothers hollering freedom. But now it's all fangs, all glitter and glitz. Ain't no meaning in the words, just muscles and tits. Ain't none of us on the wheels, cause the darker the skin get no love, now it seems brothers trying to fit in. If you ain't mad about the cause, you ain't paying attention. Niggas giving up the draws, ain't no reason to think it. The peacocks of the industry, no wonder it's sinking. Boy, it's more to this than cars, dope money and drinking. We police, we gotta stop, gotta make them stop. Whoa. We gotta stop, gotta make them stop. Lies are truth and truth is lies. Ain't no excuse, no compromise.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun.
Hot, yo.
Too late, my time has come. Send shivers down my spine. Body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go.
Experience out of New Mexico that my boy DJ Slowpoke really likes. Modern Marvel by Mos Def. Got a quote in there by Steven Biko. Martial Law by Paris. Bohemian Rhapsody with Lauryn Hill with some mixing in there. And All Night Long by the Mary Jane Girls. You also heard this dope cut called How Come You Never Go There, which I think is this Canadian woman named Feist, but that's remixed by Beck. Let's get into the second half and last part of the interview with Jaziri X.
Back here with Jaziri X. Jaziri, where can people get your album online?
Oh, yeah, you can actually go to, I have a Bandcamp page, so you can go to Jaziri X, that's J-A-S-I-R-I-X dot Bandcamp, B-A-N-D CAMP.com, and it's called The Whole World Is Watching. You can download that. You can also, I got an album called American X on there that was like my album from last year. You can download that. I got an album, I got that X on there. So, you know, go download it and support and share it, man. And
recently, we just went down to Arizona and Alabama. You know, I want to thank you again for coming down.
It was my honor.
Yeah, it was great, man. The show you guys did in Phoenix was really badass, man. It was great. You know, tell me a little bit about how you felt in terms of the environment, you know, first in Arizona and then in Alabama when we went to go check out, you know, some of the effects of these immigration laws.
Well, it's interesting. That was my first time ever in Arizona. And, you know, and really my first time, you know, as an artist, as a black hip-hop artist performing for audience that was a, you know, majority Latino audience. And it was like, it was surprising to me. I guess I probably shouldn't be surprised, but I just, the amount of love that they gave was like, it was almost shocking to me as I was rapping and to have people respond to like every line I was saying. It was almost like they realized they cheered for me. Oh snap! You know, it was like really a really really positive dope feeling. And just to go into Arizona and do something, man, and know like all the proceeds are going to an organization that's fighting, you know, Sheriff Joe, who's one of the most, you know, oppressive racist individuals, man, in the United States. I mean, that felt really good, man, you know, but then to go, so it was almost like that was such a great feeling, and then we went to Alabama, and to see, like, how oppressive this HB56 was, and how it was breaking up, to hear stories of families that were broken up because of this law, children that left school because of this law, and to see the real harsh conditions that, you know, undocumented immigrants were living in Alabama, man. It was kind of like, wow, you know, it really brought home, you know, how, you know, legislation like that could really damage and break up and ruin people's lives, and how we really need to stand up and fight it.
For those folks down in Arizona with Fuente, man, I want to give a shout out to them. So Jaziri X, Rhyme Fest, and Immortal Techniques, you know, Excel, did a benefit show down for Fuente, obviously in support and, you know, honoring the commercial boycott. Fuente is a group. It's an interesting thing that you said, because all those young kids, man, if you remember at the end, man, they were ciphering a little bit. Fest was in there tearing them up, slapping them around.
Yeah, absolutely.
I found out that little dude, man, little curly-haired dude, was one of the, what do they call him, well, they were one of the Phoenix 8 kids that were arrested when they chained themselves to the Capitol when they passed SB 1070. So it's not, I mean, that's the interesting thing about Arizona, man, is like the progressive culture, you know, is probably unusually kind of like a hip-hop culture, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't
see. And I mean, that was dope. Yeah, that was really dope.
And the other thing that was interesting to me, if you, you know, I don't know what you thought first. Remember when we were in that little down in Arizona, in Alabama, man, is I had no idea about the amount of discrimination and targeting of the Muslim community down there.
Right, exactly.
That family that we talked to, and it was a trip because it was, a Palestinian kid.
Yeah, they were Palestinian, yeah.
A football player, and he straight talked, I mean, he sounded like a redneck.
Right, because he had an accent. He had the Alabama accent, right? And then just like you said, to hear like his brother, who had really fully embraced America, you know, and was really operating like just a regular American teenager, but to get, you know, arrested and locked up, and you know, that was really kind of heartbreaking to hear them say like how their brother's never been the same.
Yeah,
because he was moved from the detention center to the detention center. How their mom agreed to stay in the detention center because their dad had the job, and just like you said, I think like, you know, people, you know, advocate these laws, you know, and they don't, you know, it's like, to them it's like a law on a paper. Yeah, it's like it's just a piece of paper. It's just legislation. It's like, nah, it's not. I'm saying you like people's lives can be forever damaged by these things that you're passing, and it's like, I think if we understood that, or we had more humanity, You know, but I mean, just like you said, I mean, refer to somebody as illegal, to refer to a human being as legal, you know, is really to try to take their humanity away from them.
Yeah,
you know?
The first step was you could humanize them. It was interesting, too, because that family, when they went to go get them, they were, you know, like, I mean, the two sweet little girls. And this is 2 years later. We met them, I think, at like 14 and 16. So they must have been 12 and 14. Dude is like 17, 18, now he's been 15. And they did a straight military raid on their house early in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
and remember the one guy, the little girls were like left there by themselves. And the guy who was in high school had to like go and find how to take care of his sister because his two parents and his older brother are arrested and detained.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, man, when we were down there, you and Fess were shooting a video. Tell us about the song that's on the album, Illegals.
Yeah. So we flipped the script, you know, with the song Illegals, because I felt like the irony. What greater irony is it for somebody that really is on stolen land, you know, came and stole land and then stole us as black people to work the land and then turn around and call, say, somebody else is legal? I just thought that was so ironic. And so we shot a song called Illegals, really kind of, I guess you say, flip the script on, you know, a person who's the real illegal, in my opinion. And I'm sure, you know, our Native American brothers and sisters would agree. And so hopefully, you know, I'm almost done editing it. You know, I've tried to, you know, take some time to really make it pop. And so hopefully, I want to try to release it. I saw that, you know, some students had got together to actually, I think next week, they're doing a whole week of protests against HB 56. So I'm going to try to finish it this week and kind of drop it that week to kind of coincide with them and to, you know, add on to what they're doing down in Alabama. So hopefully soon you'll see me and Ryan Fest, Illegals, crazy song. Hopefully we'll have equally as powerful video. I say in the song, you know, when you landed on Plymouth Rock, did you have your papers?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, you're saying that as if when you came here, there wasn't people here. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's kind of this entitlement mentality. And it's really, it's really the idea of white supremacy, that if you're white, you're entitled to basically to own the world. The world is yours. And so your land is yours. And if you don't like what's going on in Iraq, you can go over there and put those people out of power and do what you want to do. And if you don't like what's going on in Afghanistan, and it's like, nah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, I feel like I'm an artist and I'm going to use whatever talents and gifts and reach that I have to really expose this hypocrisy that's happening, you know. And not, you know, I'm not the type of artist that's just going to go along and get along and, you know, yeah, I'm trying to get on BET and MTV and just play the game. It's like, nah, to me, it's too late in the day and there's too many lives at stake to be playing around, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, not to say that you're not going to be entertaining, but if we're going to say keep it real, then keep it all the way real, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man. I think that's a great concept, man, that you wrap in the news. I do have to agree with you, though. I think that, you know, the reality of the world is, man, it's first and foremost got to be hot music. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If you dance and listen to it, it doesn't matter because don't nobody want to hear it. But I got to give it to you, man. Your stuff is dope. People should check out the album. I'm looking forward to more of your stuff, man. I love the fact as well, I got to give you ups that, you know, for an artist that talks about such a wide variety of issues, you know, and especially from my perspective, you really have also a class perspective on some of these things. So it's not just like a lot of rappers talk a lot about race or discrimination or police. I mean, you're going after the banks. You got
of course.
I think the Occupy stuff is probably one of your, you know, hottest joints since We the 99.
Appreciate it. Yeah. And I mean, I tried to, you know, it's funny because, like I said, I think I told you before, I kind of tried to model that song. And my inspiration was Rage Against the Machine and how and that's why I made the hook like real simple. I wanted it to be, you know, like an anthem type, you know, because I mean, you know, they're a group that dealt with social political issues, but they would have like, you know, stadiums full of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of rocking and responding to that. And so when I wrote that song, I definitely wanted, and I felt like I'd heard songs about the Occupy movement, but I felt like they didn't capture the intensity and the energy of what I was seeing and feeling and participating in it. So I definitely wanted something to capture that energy. So that's why we kind of came with that rock and roll vibe. But I agree, man. It starts with good music and good producers. And at the end of the day, I have to make a good song, you know, a catchy song, something that sticks in your head, something that's memorable. And if I don't do that as an artist, then I can't just say, hey, you should listen to me because, you know, it's factual.
Yeah.
it's got to be music.
I'm a big fan of energy and intensity in music, man. I got to tell you, We the 99 and The Hereafter, man. When I heard The Hereafter, bro, I was at the gym. I just put that shit, on loop, dog. I was like, you know, I was doing a little faster than I usually do, lifting a little bit more. I love The Hereafter, joy. And so, look, man, I appreciate you taking the time, man, especially on the Saturday.
No doubt.
To doing more stuff with you and talking soon, man, and you know, best of luck to you and all your work. And want to
appreciate
you, man. Do good shit.
Oh, thank you. And like I said, I mean, I got some more stuff coming. My album, which is, you know, my label debut on Wandering Works Entertainment called Ascension, is supposed to come out late March. And so, you know, and I got some more videos that are Real Gangsters Part 2 coming. As well as some other videos, man. So just keep checking me out, you know?
All right, I appreciate it. All right, Jasiri, have a good one, man.
You too, bro. All right,
bye. We've been illegal ever since they landed. Who moved out the natives and left them stranded? Who stole Africans from across the Atlantic? Who auctioned, branded, and labeled a savage? Who wanted to expand in the Mexican landing? Pulled guns and grabbed it. It wasn't democratic. What would they owe if we added the damage? Now they say that you're illegal just because you speak Spanish.
When you landed on Plymouth Rock, did you have your papers? When you was dying from sickness caught, did you ask for favors? When all you could grow was stricken crops, did you ask your neighbors? Did they teach you how to survive? Make sure you had the basics, but not glad or gracious. What you had was hatred. Wanted they land to take it, cause you planned to rape it. Thankless. Would you call a man a racist who would give women and children smallpox and blankets? Then make it like someone else is illegal with a nation of 40 million stolen people and won't apologize for what you know is evil. If you mention immigrants, then you both are equal. But all of a sudden, if you Mexican, you worse than the others. And it don't matter, they was here when it first was discovered. Now that's more disrespectful than cursing your mother, the land of the free, unless you a person of color, America.
Who been illegal ever since they landed? Who moved out the natives and left them stranded? Who stole Africans from across the Atlantic? Who auctioned, branded, and labeled a savage? Who wanted to expand in the Mexican landing? Pulled guns and grabbed it. It wasn't democratic. What would they owe if we added the damage? Now they say that you're illegal just because you speak Spanish.
Mexican means mestizos. Mestizos means mixed blood. Mixed with the Native Americans, this is where they stood. The third root was the African, it was all good. You ain't crossed the border's up in y'all hood. But history is insignificant to ignorance, cause in a sense, Barack Obama's daddy was an immigrant. If he could be the president, then you should be a resident. But Robert Benton, Jeb Brew is too prejudiced, accosting us with officers making laws to topple us. While we at it, let's send Schwarzenegger back to Austria. Arnold, where's your papers?
I'll be back with them.
Imagine white Canadians with policemen harassing them. My alias Benito Juarez, smooth like Desi Arnaz. Fighting for farm workers, I'm Cesar Chavez. Border Patrol trying to keep us on edge, but now we standing up. Black, red, and brown, they can never break the family up.
Who been illegal ever since they landed? Who moved out the natives and left them stranded? Who stole Africans from across the Atlantic? Who auctioned, branded, and labeled a savage? Who wanted to expand in the Mexican landing? Pulled guns and grabbed it. It wasn't democratic. What would they owe if we added the damage?
All right. right, that's it. That's the end of the podcast. In case you can hear the helicopters in the background, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So share this shit, pass it along, tell your friends about it, write your primos in the joint about it, and give us some feedback. Let us know what you think.